You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Start singing, and then I do my dance that I feel. Oh, Lord, so good, my Lord. Listen, yeah. I can hear the Spirit moving. Oh, I'm feeling moving.
Let me explain it this way. If we don't love the truth, or if we don't love Jesus, if we resist him, we resist salvation. But if we love the truth, then we embrace salvation and we receive the reward, which is the crown of life. Eternal life, crown of life. Because God cares about you. We as believers have the ability to reason and to choose, knowing the difference between right and wrong. Christians should be the light on a hill, a beacon of light. There should be something so unique about us that the world simply know that we are uniquely different. Our demeanor ought to be different. Our personality ought to be different. When folks come around you, if they talking smack or whatever they talking, they ought to be able to know that they need to respect you for who you are as a believer. And if they keep talking that stuff when you're around, not only do they not have respect for you, but they do not have respect for our Lord, our God, and our King. For Christians all look alike. We talk alike. We walk alike. And we live the same way that the Lord desires for you and I to live. We don't live like the world, neither do we partake in the stuff of the world. How can I be like Christ if I'm dabbling in the world stuff and on Sunday I'm shouting and falling out and praising the Lord? That's a contradiction. But if I am consistent in my walk and consistent in my talk, if I'm praising the Lord on Sunday, it ought to follow me on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And rejoice, because on Sunday I'm getting filled up again. Because every time I come into the house of the Lord, I get a dose of my power and my strength, because I'm eating the Word and filling up on the Word of God. Christians should hate what God hates and love what God loves. What is it that God hates? God hates sin. And if God hates sin, we ought to hate it as well. What is it that God loves? God loved the world. And we need to be able to understand the meaning of that love, which was sacrificial. Anybody able to sacrifice today? We come into the house of the Lord. And the Lord said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. The Lord is simply saying, I need you to sacrifice, Mike. I need you to go out into the world and find somebody that need a relationship with the Lord. I need you to be able to talk to your neighbor on Monday and allow them to come in the Bible study on Wednesday. I need your life to be so unique and so profound that it draws men by your conversation, because our conversation ought to be in likeness with the one who gave us the Word. For he is the Word. For in the beginning was the And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So if I'm using the Word and people are getting excited about the Word, they can't get away from the Word. As believers, we ought to call what's bad, bad, as God called it bad, and call good what God calls good. And people will know who we are and whose we are. Secondly, God cares about our burdens. Anybody carrying anything? God cares about our burdens. For the psalmist said, cast your burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain you. Casting is a fisherman's term. It means to throw something forcefully away. Any fishermen in the house? We've been down to Texaco Town, and I know Brother Gaines have, and we get that line and we cast it out. But casting is the ability to forcefully throw out something with an opportunity to catch something. And so the Lord says, I need you to forcefully cast some stuff out of your life. Anybody got anything you need to cast out? Don't play with it. The Lord said, I need you to cast it out. If there's something that you caught up on, if this drug, you cast that stuff away from you. If it's something that you've been caught up in, you cast it away. Don't cast it lightly. If you want to cast it and get a big fish, you cast deep into the water. And so the Lord is saying, whatever you eat, whatever you are caught up in, it depends on how forcefully you cast it away from you. And the Lord said, cast it to me because I care for you. And if you cast it to me, I will catch it. And then when you reel it in, you bring me into your situation. And when you bring me into your situation, your cancer has to go. Your diabetes have to go. Your heart condition has to go. Your rheumatism arthritis have to go. When you cast it away from him, he reels him in. And when you reel him in, the Lord says, I can do exceedingly, abundantly more than you can ask of everything. And the Lord says, I've been waiting for you to hook up on me. Hook up on the Lord. The Lord is saying, I need you to trust me in all that you do. Thirdly, the Lord cares about our action. He cares about how we live, where we go, and where we've been. But one thing I love about the Lord, where you've been is not important as to where you're headed. Because the moment you get hooked up on him and accept him as your Lord and Savior, he says, and repent of your sin. That's the requirement. The Lord then says, I won't remember your stuff or where you've been anymore. So the Lord says, the God cares about our action. God cares about what we are doing. God has an all-seeing eye. He cares about how we live. He cares about how we treat one another. God's desire is for our action to be like God's action. It's like the Good Samaritan who saw a man who was in need. And because he was in need, there were a lot of religious folks, those holier than thou folks, those religious leaders who pass by every day and expect to be elevated up. See, every now and then church folks want you to pat them on their back because of who they are. Maybe they can wave their hand and shout, but they sometimes forget that there's some work that has to be done in the field. But every now and then, we need to be a good Samaritan. Let me flip the script to those who don't know what a Samaritan is. A Samaritan is a half Jew. And all of the Jewish folks, all of the righteous folks, all of the folks who should have been going about doing what God called them to do, wasn't doing what God called them to do. But a half-Jew, a Samaritan, went and picked up the man, took him to lodging, paid for his lodging, and said, if you need any more, I'll give you more for his lodging. And that's what God expects of you and I. For that man who sleeps on the corner, I don't care how many times he's been asking for a dollar, give him another dollar. You weren't blessed with more than enough. And if you are blessing him, God says, I will give you enough that your meal barrel and your oil will never run out. The question is, you never know when you see God. He could be right there asking you, can you help me? And because we wasn't like the Good Samaritan, It didn't matter that he was spending his own money. The silver and the gold belonged to him. The camel on a thousand hill belonged to him. We're not going to take not one dime with us when we leave this earth. So why not help somebody while you can? If I can help somebody along the way. Fourthly, God cares about providing. As Christians, we need to know that God will take care of us. He will provide for our needs, but not all of our wants. See, we got it crisscrossed because a lot of time it's what we want and not what we need. See, I need life, help, and strength. But sometimes I want money. But the Lord says, I'll give you what you need, not necessarily what you want. But the God that we serve, when you are working on the Lord's program, there are times that not only will God give you what you need, but God will give you, grant you sometimes what you want. And if you are blessed, royally blessed, then be a blessing to somebody. If you are blessed, royally blessed, then help somebody who is in need. That's what God expects of us. Because God will sustain you in your time of need. I know it. I've been through the water. How's the song go? I've been through the flame, but I made it. It doesn't matter what people say about you, but you made it. It doesn't matter who talked about you, criticized you, but you made it. You've been through the fire. You've been through the flame. And what it suggests, and fire is nothing more than a purification method. Every now and then, the Lord is trying to clean us up because sin will not inherit the kingdom. And the Lord is simply saying, I'm going to test you by fire. And every now and then, you go through some heartaches. And every now and then, you go through some pain. And every now and then, you go through some sickness. But the Lord says, I'm testing you to clean you up. The Lord is perfect, holy, and righteous. And every now and then, my brothers and sisters, even, Mike, when we fall down, the Lord says, I'm still on your side. The Lord has a supernatural program called salvation that's designed to save those who accept him as Lord. And the moment you say yes to the Lord God provides grace for us to get back up and to continue our walk and our work for his kingdom. This thing is so uniquely simple that the Lord has made it that way for you and I to be saved. Jesus did it all. All to him I owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but Jesus, the Lamb of God, but Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. But Jesus, our water in dry places. But Jesus, our all in all. But Jesus, he's our day, tomorrow, and forevermore. But Jesus, who went to the cross and said, Father, forgive them. But Jesus, who said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But Jesus, the bread of life. But Jesus, the rock of foundation. But Jesus, he is our all in all. But Jesus came and suffered and died. But Jesus got up on the third day, was resurrected. But Jesus ascended into heaven and now sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. But he did not stop there. He's preparing a place for those who love him, those who accepted him, those who have lived for him. But Jesus, when you use the word but, something important is about to say. But Jesus, the Son of God, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, our all in all. But Jesus died, but he got up proclaiming all power, all power, all power of heaven and earth is in his